Bill Scott, Forest Ranger. Today we present the fifth in our series on forest conservation, featuring Bill Scott, Forest Ranger. Our scene is Beaver Dam Forest. Here in this thriving forest community, there is an exciting, unending struggle for existence. Plants and animals compete among themselves, against each other for life and supremacy. It's the job of Ranger Bill Scott to referee this competition, to handle the forest in such a way that there is truly survival of the fittest among the plants and animals. The ranger's job is one of service to the forest itself, to his fellow citizens who reap the forest's wealth. As our story opens, we find our young friends, Joe and Sam, hiking down a pretty woods road deep within the Beaver Dam Wildlife Management Area. They're on their way to keep an appointment with Ranger Bill and his niece, June, following a rather mysterious telephone call from the ranger. As they rapidly stride along, Joe, who talked with Ranger Bill, is besieged with questions by Sam, who is very curious about that phone call.
Golly, Joe, is that all Ranger Bill said? Just that we should meet him at the Black Hawk Trail? Nothing else? And what about Smokey, that little bear cub we found in the cave? Ranger Bill was going to take us to see Smokey today.
Oh, I can't seem to remember. Ranger Bill spoke pretty fast, and he said, "Hey, wait a minute. There's Ranger Bill off the road there, at the edge of the woods."
Yeah, I see him. June is with him. Hello there, Ranger Bill. Hi, June.
Hello, boy.
Hey, what's up, Ranger Bill? What are we meeting here for?
We thought you'd let us visit Smokey today, Ranger Bill.
Where is he?
Can we see him?
No. One question at a time, boys. Well, it looks as though Smokey just wasn't hankering to see any visitors today.
Well, what do you mean by that, Ranger Bill?
He's gone, Sam. Smokey's gone?
Gone where?
Well, the little rascal broke out of his wire pen at the game warden station early this morning. And he was last seen heading in this direction. That's why I asked you to meet me here.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get going and find Smokey.
Sure. He can't get very far, can he, Ranger Bill? With that broken leg of his.
Well, happy to say that Smokey's leg wasn't broken after all, Sam. Just a pretty bad sprain. Bad enough, though, that he still ought to be taking it easy a while and not go wandering off through the woods.
You mean he's not strong enough? Is that it, Uncle Bill?
Yes, June. Don't forget Smokey can't do much more than just hobble along. He's favoring that bagged leg of his, you see. But without protection by a mother bear, he's liable to be hurt by a big wildcat, maybe, or some other animal.
Oh, that would be terrible, Uncle Bill.
I'll say. What about some hunter?
Yes, I don't doubt that some thoughtless hunter might take a shot at Smokey for the little bearskin he'd get off him. But let's not worry about that, huh, Sam? I think maybe we can find Smokey before any harm comes to him.
Golly, I hope so.
Come here, the three of you. Now look down here in that soft dirt on the trail. What do you see?
Why, it looks as though some barefooted kid put his foot down right there.
No, it's more like a handprint, Uncle Bill.
Hey, wait a minute. That's Smokey's track, isn't it, Ranger Bill?
Well, each of you is right in the way. That is Smokey's footprint, though it does look a bit like a youngster's foot or hand.
There's another one just ahead there.
Well, then, let's just roll along and stop worrying, huh?
I'm still on this trail, Ranger Bill. Smokey's tracks are all along here.
Good boy, Joe. Stay with him. We're right behind you.
Ranger Bill?
Yes, Sam?
Why do you call this part of Beaver Dam Forest the wildlife area? Isn't the whole forest one big wildlife area, really?
Well, that's a good question, Sam. I guess I can best answer it by saying that this particular section of Beaver Dam Forest is the center of our wildlife management activities. Now, we picked this as the wildlife area because conditions here are what you might call ideal for protecting and maintaining our wildlife population. The animals, birds, and fish.
What do you mean by ideal conditions, Uncle Bill?
Just a minute, June. Joe, can you still see Smokey's tracks?
Yes, sir. We're in his trail, all right, and I'm listening to what you're saying, too.
Well, keep a sharp eye on him just the same. Now, June, to answer your question, all wild things need food and cover. That's a place to hide and live. And we have that fine combination right here.
I've been noticing how thick the trees are growing all along here. I suppose the animals can hide in these woods and be safe from their enemies. Huh, Ranger Bill?
Yeah, that's it. Then, too, there are little openings here and there where the weeds, and berries, and the grasses grow. And that happens to be the best feeding places for the animals. Well, such as lots of tender maple and willow shoots for the deer to eat, and thick trees and brambles for cover. Aspen trees for the beaver to feed on, and plenty of wood that they can use to build their homes. And fine, clear, running streams that the animals and birds can drink from and the fish can live in.
How is the fishing here, Ranger Bill?
Mighty good, Sam, mighty good. But that's only because we take good care of the whole watershed in this wildlife area. Now, we sell timber that should be cut, of course. But we never forget for a moment that we're also growing deer and squirrels, beaver, fish, and other wildlife, as well as the trees in this area.
Now I know what you mean, Uncle Bill, when you talk about wildlife management.
It all adds up to this, June. We try to maintain a balance between the food in the forest and the number of animals that have to live on that food. Now, if there are too many animals, the food runs out, and the forest is damaged, and the animals may even starve.
Well, what do you do in a case like that, Ranger Bill?
Well, Sam, when something like that happens, we arrange what we call regulated hunts in the wildlife area. And we hold those hunts in cooperation with the local game officials.
Sure. That way there's enough food to go around and the herd stays healthy and happy.
Exactly, Sam.
Uncle Bill?
Yes, June?
There's no regulated hunt going on right now, though, is there?
Still worrying about Smokey, hmm? No, child, any hunting that may be going on in here now would be illegal. And we don't tolerate hunting that isn't supervised or that's out of season.
Uncle Bill, did you hear that?
Yes, June, I did.
That sounds like a horse.
Now, you're bat, Sam. What would a horse be doing right out here in the woods?
Well, suppose we walk over there where that sound's coming from and find out, huh?
Well, what about Smokey, Uncle Bill?
Oh, we won't take but a few minutes, June. I think you'll all be interested in what we find out there a little
way. Why, it is a horse. A beautiful old horse.
Look at her come. She knows you, Ranger Bill.
She won't jump this fence, will she, Ranger Bill?
No, Joe, just stand still. Old Daisy's coming over to pay her respects to us.
Ah, good girl. Good old Daisy. Glad to see me, huh, lady?
Oh, look. She's shaking her head up and down. Why, she's rubbing her nose against you, Uncle Bill.
Good girl. How about some sugar, hmm? There you are, Daisy. Oh, sorry, it's the loose kind, lady. Couldn't get any lump sugar today.
Why, Uncle Bill, you must have known you were coming to this spot today, carrying that sugar in your pocket and all.
Of course I did, June.
Well, whose horse is this, Ranger Bill?
Yeah, and what's it doing out here in the forest?
Well, Daisy's my horse, Sam. And she's out here because she loves the forest just about as much as we do.
You used to ride her, Ranger Bill. Is that it?
Well, before I got my truck, Joe, I used Daisy to get around to my jobs in the forest. But I haven't ridden Daisy for some years now. Her work's over. She's retired.
Oh, I get it. Daisy's living a life of ease now.
Well, that's it, Sam. She's really earned her rest, I can tell you that.
But why do you keep her up, penned up, Ranger Bill? Wouldn't she have more fun just roaming through the forest?
I don't think so, Joe. No, she's happiest right here in this fine pasture we fenced off and fixed specially for her. Right, Daisy? Now, there's good food here, and that little shelter over there keeps her dry and warm and safe during storms.
Daisy has her food and cover, Uncle Bill, just as you told us the wild animals need.
Yes, June, that's it. Wild animals and domestic animals, too, like cattle, sheep, and the rest. Well, they all need food and cover, just as we human beings do. To get back to what Joe said.
You mean about letting Daisy roam the woods?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I take it back, Ranger Bill. A good pasture is the place for Daisy.
Well, that's fine, but I wish a lot of farmers and ranchers would see the light too, Joe. Look, let me put it this way. Cows in particular make mighty poor foresters. No, they trample and nibble young broadleaf trees and keep them from growing. You see, cows should really be fenced out to keep the woodland growing. But on the other hand, woodlands make poor pastures too. You know, 1 acre of improved pasture, like this one of Daisy's, is worth anywhere from 5 to 25 acres of pasture in the woods all around us.
But what about the cattle on the western ranges, where we get most of our meat and leather from, Ranger Bill?
Well, that's a little different, Sam. What you've got there are large areas of grasslands throughout the forest. And there's a balance between food and the number of animals on the land that should be maintained, as we try to do with wildlife in the forest. But, you see, overgrazing doesn't pay anyway.
Oh, Uncle Bill, wasn't that a gunshot?
Hey, there it goes again.
Oh, Smokey, Uncle Bill. Somebody shot Smokey.
Well, I hope not, June. We'd better get back on the trail. Come on.
Oh, come, yeah, on. Come on, let's go.
Hurry.
Oh, if anybody heard Smokey. If anybody heard Smokey, I'll...
All right. Now, let's slow down. We're getting close to where those shots came from. Oh, June, don't look so excited. Just take it easy.
Yeah. See, June's right, Ranger Bill. Anybody that would shoot a crippled little bear ought to be... Well, he ought to be shot himself.
Quiet, all of you.
What is it, Ranger Bill?
Quick now, get behind this big tree here. Hurry.
Oh, why, it's Smokey. Oh, he's all right, Uncle Bill. He's all right.
Golly, look at him come, will you? And you said he couldn't make good time on 3 legs, Ranger Bill.
Well, he's scared, Sam. Good and scared. He can't keep that pace up long.
What'll we do? He's almost up to us.
Look, he stopped. He's looking back. Oh, the poor little frightened thing.
Hey, what is he doing that for, Ranger Bill? Licking his nose that way and running his paw over his face.
That little rascal. I believe I know why. No, but wait a minute. Let me get my jacket off.
He started up again, Ranger Bill. Traveling slower, though.
Hey, here he comes. Get him, Ranger Bill. Get him.
Oh, you've got him, Uncle Bill. But don't hurt him. Please don't hurt him.
I won't, you. Now, don't worry. All right, fella. Come on, let me get this jacket off your head, Smokey. You ought to be getting used to this by now. There.
Oh, you think we ought to find who shot at Smokey?
I think I know who shot at him.
What do you mean?
Well, Smokey, you little rascal, I reckon I'd have done the very same thing to you.
Why, Uncle Bill, you would have shot Smokey.
Well, now, Smokey wasn't shot, June. He was shot at, let's say, with the bullets going well above his head.
Well, how do you know all that, Ranger Bill?
Now, look here at Smokey's nose where he was licking so hard. No. Take it easy, Smokey. No one's going to hurt you.
Why, there's some kind of gummy substance on his nose.
That's right.
Yellowish, sticky stuff.
That's honey, June. Bears love honey more than anything else.
I don't get it, Ranger Bill.
Smokey just couldn't resist getting some honey, so he made a raid on a beehive.
Oh, holy cow!
But those shots we heard.
Well, the beehive that Smokey probably raided happens to belong to Mr. Jenkins. See, his place is up ahead just outside the wildlife boundary. No, Mr. Jenkins is one of our best cooperators, and that's why I'm pretty sure that he didn't shoot to kill. He was just chasing Smokey off his property.
Gee, that's bad.
Well, I think we'll just pay a little visit to Mr. Jenkins.
But, Uncle Bill, if Mr. Jenkins didn't mean to hurt
you... Oh, I'm not going to arrest Mr. Jenkins, if that's what you're thinking, June. I just want to thank him for making it so easy for us to capture Smokey again. And this time, we'll make sure Smokey doesn't get away until he's big enough and strong enough to really take care of himself in the woods. Well, suppose we travel along now.
Huh? Ranger Bill.
Yes, Sam?
Well, Joe and I... We promised to be back at camp early today. I think maybe we'd better start back if you don't mind.
Oh, sure, Sam. Go on back, but... What are you two youngsters looking so glum about? Haven't you had lots of fun today, the way everything turned out?
Oh, sure, Ranger Bill. And we learned a lot, too, but... Well, that's the trouble, kind of.
Well, I don't understand, Joe.
What Joe's trying to say, Ranger Bill, is... Well, we're going back home next week. Camp will be over, and we've only got one more day off to be with you and June.
Well?
What if you're too busy to bother with us and...
Nothing to be mooning about. No, we'll get together next week and have a really swell time. You'll see. I promise you, I'm not going to let anything interfere with our meeting once again before you leave. No, sir, not even a big, rip-roaring forest fire will stop our getting together. Okay?
Okay, Ranger Bill.
Ranger Bill says that not even a big, rip-roaring forest fire will keep him from seeing his friends once again. That's something, all right. Because forest fires are mighty bad business. Be sure to be with us next week when we join Ranger Bill, June, Joe, and Sam in the final exciting forest adventure of this series. Bill Scott, Forest Ranger, comes to you with the cooperation of the Forest Service, United States Department of Agriculture. Bill Scott is written by Bill Berghoffen and produced for radio by Van Rensselaer Brocon. Your announcer has been Bob Geist.